Hey, Newberry Park. This is Robert Solomon from Los Angeles, California. Welcome to the 1A Championships. I'm going to be your visual ensemble judge today. Looking forward to it. All right, here we go, folks. Have a great one. Really good job in terms of creating that form. And for the most part, it looks pretty strong in terms of that hip isolation relative to posture. Okay. Speed change in the feet brings a new level of challenge to them as I'm watching the flutes connecting to the altos. Just a bit of indistinction relative to pulse in the feet, but it resolved itself as they came into that hall, changing directions. Strong textural responsibilities given to the performers in terms of their dress and cover through the counter motion. You understand how that listening point kind of shifts around the stage, especially as you only have the three bass drums for that pulse point, who could check out their intervals just a bit more. Good bound and slow into bound and quick from an expressive standpoint. And then that sustained effort color guard at the end of that, not quite as strong in terms of their expressive control of the equipment. Sure, big challenges in terms of the control of form, handled moderately well. Do understand the weight of the sousaphone there. They're a little bit compromised in terms of technique. There's not as consistent an expression in the lower half as I'm continuing to watch the low brass. And there's certainly some opportunities in terms of the control of the upper half as they're starting to show me some dissimilarities in terms of how they approach some of these efforts. Good color guard, really strong reflection of the musical line. And while there's technical opportunities throughout, I do understand the frequency of the releases. And some big statements in terms of the individual responsibilities as an ensemble. I think you struggle a little bit in terms of the consistency factor. Big risk there with the exchange. And, often very well fulfilled in terms of the equipment handling their color guard. Saxes didn't quite get to that around the 45 before moving that space to the back towards the 50. I think that there are certainly some things in terms of destination that are very accurate. And it's while in motion that I think your performers begin to break down a little bit in terms of, again, that consistency factor. They get to point A, from point A to point B, not quite the same as their peers. All right. Again, I think that there is an expressive consistency. It's a technical consistency. That's the opportunity for you. Again, really good as they flutter out and change the weight of the body. I would just look at, again, those intervals, clarinets, to make sure that they're a bit clearer as they fill in to the center of the interval. So, it has to do with, again, understanding your relationship to one another. Again, as I look at trumpets, saxophones, that kind of area on the left-hand lower, it's not as strong in terms of again, their relationship to one another. Yeah, fundamentally correct in terms of the progression of the thought processes. Certainly, again, seeing some flexibility in your color guard solo effort. Yeah, that's a big scope of picture, isn't it? Especially given your distance from that listening point. As I'm watching over on the right side, far, again, some opportunities there to clarify the tempo in the feet a little bit. Again, some of these interval distance relationships somewhat dissimilar in the groupings of three. Again, recognizing the method of build to bring variety to the stage, to the design. No question about the tempo is a big challenge for you. And again, some of those opportunities just in terms of fulfilling the motion, the controlling the form rather in motion. I was watching trumpets and tuba over on my right side. Careful with the orientation of the body. Again, from a flexibility perspective, in the waist, Sousa's, you transmitted a little bit more than others, you know? Great catch. Again, some control opportunities, though, Sabres, yeah? Again, see the change of pathway, flutes and clarinets on that backup on the 45-yard line side, too. Again, some challenging space changes and recognizing the combination of music and form being asked of them. Again, some opportunities that you've taken to show that simultaneous effort, but some of the performers continue to struggle with some of the fundamentals during those moments. Probably because they're anticipating some of the more challenging priorities that are coming at them, you know? And from a unity perspective, one of those moments where, you know, you just might want to look at how you've utilized the battery. One missed release. You know, I do think that the group has training. That's kind of the first place I always start, and that was clear. I think that they're similar in approach, but not similar in achievement. So some things to continue to look at as you grow the program and continue to develop that visual program. Keep looking at the performer from a consistency perspective. I think there were some things relative to intervals that were somewhat prevalent as well. So some good growth opportunities for you, Newbury Park, and I enjoyed your show a lot. Hope the comments help.